On the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Lucky Joe's. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, Water Pick. Also brought to you by Coors Light. Have an ice-cold Coors Light and a designated driver this game day. And remember that 21 means 21. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Tuesday evening, and we welcome everybody inside the Lucky Joe Studios, and it is the season finale of the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show, and well, wrapping this one up is now we're into the month of March in the Mountain West Conference Tournament. It is just, well, less than a week away on the women's side and exactly a week away tomorrow on the men's side. Brian Roth with you, voice of the Rams. Happy to have you. We'll talk Colorado State women's basketball with Ryan Williams coming up here for the first half hour tonight by Nico Medved, men's basketball coach in the back half of the program. But Colorado State women, well, finally got on the court, as did the men here this past week, Saturday and Monday. They both took on Air Force and Ryan Williams' teams. They see a split down at Air Force on 8-game win streak snap, but, man, everything right in front for this basketball team. Ryan, good to see you. And first off, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the two games against Air Force, I mean, how good was it just to get out on the floor finally after 3 weeks?
Yeah, I thought we were excited to play and get the juices flowing again. And, you know, it's hard to describe how ready our kids were to play. You know, I felt on the first night we had a lot of pop, and you could tell there was just a lot of excitement in how we played. But I thought the second night we probably felt the effects of the 3-week layoff.
Right.
And so, you know, it was fun for, you know, this group is just, they have fun playing. So the fact that they're on court, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. You said it was kind of opposite, because I figured it might be, you know, okay, first game back, it's trying to feel our way through things. And then by the time you hit the second game, you're feeling good and you're back into the flow of things. But it was almost the opposite for you guys.
Yeah, we seemed a little, well, we were just flat footed and out of sync and, in more probably, I don't want to say fatigue, but just kind of that we didn't have that game edge. And but yeah, at the end of the day, Brian, it's good to be back playing.
Right.
It really is, especially with Vegas right around the corner here. And we played well both nights, actually, you know, in a lot of areas. Second night was probably they shot 60% from the three.
Yeah.
And that was the difference right in that game. And, you know, but our try was awesome like it usually is. But, you know, Air Force is it's a tough place to go play, Clune Arena. You call a lot of games there. And they've got a bunch that's given us fits here the last, you know, cups. But, you know, we'll use the loss to our advantage and learn from it and get back going.
Yeah, again, the Rams win on Saturday, 72-48, and they extended their win streak to 8 games. But, again, game two on Monday, 75-68, the final score. Air Force gets the win in that one. Let's focus first on that first game. And, boy, got off to a nice start up by 13 at halftime. You extended the lead up to 24-25 at the end of the third quarter. And that is kind of a performance they've been kind of used to club here this year.
Yeah, you know, we were really, really locked in. You know, just not a lot of mistakes. Had some really good offensive performances. And it was just a very well-played game. And usually at Air Force, it's usually a struggle for a little bit. But from the gun, we were just really in sync. And so we guarded extremely well. They've got three, I think, really – you know, kind of high-profile scorers in Schneider and Immel. They can hurt you, and their point guard play is really solid. And we did a really nice job on those kids. We held Immel scoreless. She was a first-team All-League player a couple of years ago. So defensively, just not a lot of mistakes. And then, which, you know, when we can get out and run, I thought we really ran a lot better the first night than we did the second. That's the strength of our offense. Just didn't string enough stops to, you know, the second night. But really, really good first W.
Yeah, and you look at that first game back and, looking at the box score, I mean, you guys played your entire roster, it looks like. Did you get everybody in the game?
We did. We got everybody in the game, and you're right. We did grow that lead to 25 or 26, and so that second, fourth quarter, actually, we got to rest some kids, but also get some kids in the game. And, it was nice having Sydney Meck back in that game, and she kind of got her sea legs underneath her a little bit. Just some good performances. Ellie was outstanding defensively. McKenna had a really solid night. Our fives were really solid in that game. And Carly and Callie, Tori shot it really well. So just, you can go down that list and talk a lot of positives.
Yeah, Tori Williams ended up with 12 points. Carly Murphy, a double-double. She played well in both games down at Clune Arena. McKenna Hoffshield had 11 points, and Jamie Bonnerens off the bench had 10. And then, I was going to ask you about Sydney Meck. You may as well get into that right now. I mean, Sydney Meck, the transfer from DU, I mean, she was one of your best all-around players early this season, ran into a little bit of an injury bug. You didn't know if you were going to have her the rest of the year, but boy, she rehabbed and has come back. Tell me what you thought of her performance here this past weekend and what she's going to add to this team as you make a run to a Mountain West title.
Yeah, it was, it's just, it took her a while to get kind of that game rhythm and kind of, she was sucking air there for a little bit. But as the game progressed, you could kind of see her getting the feels back a little bit. But, she's such a versatile defender for us. She really runs the floor well in our transition game. She's a really good shooter, Brian. And so to be able to throw that 6'2 body out there with that length and the versatility, it just allows us to play a lot differently. And so having her back and utilizing these two games, didn't win that second game, a lot of positives, as far as getting Sydney back in the groove.
Yeah, again, Colorado State 72-48, the win on Saturday, led by as many as 28 in the second half, and a dominating performance. And, a great welcome back party for this basketball team that had not played in 3 weeks, but they got a chance to get back out on the floor. And, you guys go down to Colorado Springs, you're playing these two-game series, so you guys stay down in Colorado Springs. There's no reason to go up and down I-25, so stay down there and then met up with Air Force on Monday afternoon and let's get the win 75-68. What do you see as the biggest differences between the two games? I watched out, probably the final 6 minutes of that game I was able to catch on Monday, and man, the McKenna seemed to have a couple of opportunities at the rim. I mean, it missed some free throws down the stretch, and it just seemingly couldn't make the shots on your end, and Air Force made big shots down the stretch.
Yeah, and if you just talk about those last 6 minutes, that's exactly right. The opportunities that we created were really positive. Getting to the foul line, we had some stuff at the rim, a couple nice looks at the three-point line, and just didn't convert. And Air Force made some, Schneider makes a big three on the left wing. They make a corner three that off of a defensive mistake. And they cashed in. And so you got to give them credit. But, if you look at, we gave up 48 points the first night, and then you give up 75. That's where you got to look. Okay, what was the difference? We just made a lot of defensive mistakes, Brian. I know the mistake. We didn't make those mistakes the first night. The plan was very similar. We just weren't as not as a concentrated effort, and why that is I don't know, but that was the disappointing thing, is that they shouldn't have had that many points.
Right.
They shouldn't have. But with all that said, there were a number of times there in that fourth quarter where we cut it to two, a three, one possession game, and we could just never get that score. And then they would come down and they made a couple big threes to keep that cushion at 5 and 6. And the kids kept clawing, they kept fighting, they kept trying to put themselves in a position. We just needed that one more play on offense, that one big stop defensively, and we couldn't get that done.
Yeah, and this is an Air Force team, too, that they've had the propensity to be able to come up with big wins here this season, and especially at their place. And we've talked about it here this week, this year on the show, where, you know, they thumped Boise, Derek Lunarita. They beat New Mexico, who you're fighting for a Mountain West title with there at Clunarina. So this is an Air Force program that has been improved over the last number of years. But here this year, I mean, there haven't been too many people that have gone in there and have swept that Falcon team.
Yeah, they've just got they've got some nice talent, actually. And it wasn't healthy throughout the whole year. They're really in sync right now. We caught them when they probably had their best offensive game of the year as far as shot making against us. You know, they shoot 60% from the three. They averaged 27 or 28%, I think, on the year from the three-point line. So, I mean, you can just go point right at that. And some of them, obviously, uncontested, are mistakes. Yeah, you mentioned earlier, they made some big contested threes late. And that's just – that was the difference.
Yeah, Riley Snyder had a big one with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go in the game. And all of a sudden, it goes from 4 to 7. And – That's a tough position to be in late stage of the contest. Ryan mentioned the fine shooting for the Falcons. They went 9 of 15 beyond the arc in that win on Monday. And again, the Falcons able to get the split. A couple of individual performances, but Carly Murphy, and you can talk about kind of her this weekend, but really her in general. And I know we've talked about her on the program before, but she's a transfer from Wisconsin Green Bay. She had 19 points, 9 rebounds on Monday, the double-double on Saturday. And I know you have been through the roof ecstatic of the addition she's made to your team.
Yeah, she's just, you know, the numbers are what they are. She's a really good, you know, basketball player and knows how to play the game. She's a real competitor. She's a good leader in our locker room. And so the maturity that she's kind of lined up has really helped us. And in a game like that where we just didn't have a lot of flow going, and there was some, I don't know, we were just a little edgy. You know, she was the calm. She was the calm, and she was some, you know, you could throw her the ball, and she kind of, you know, kept scoring it consistently all night. And so that was nice. And we feed off of that positive play that she brings. But she's an outstanding young lady. I mean, she is, wow, is she a special one.
Yeah, again, Carly Murphy, 24 minutes and goes for 19 points. You know, we mentioned you played everybody in the first game. Of course, you're up by 28, and you have the ability to do that. But really shortened that bench. I mean,
yeah,
pretty much
did.
Only went 7 deep in the game on Monday afternoon. And is, I mean, you know, you get to March, and all these games are absolutely gigantic now. I mean, are we going to continue to see a shortening of the bench?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it just probably depends on the matchup. That's the thing. You know, there were some things that Air Force did differently. You know, we had to do differently. You know, we had to play a different hand, and so we played really small. They played a lot of shooters out there. The first night they played a lot of non-shooters, which we really loaded up the paint and made it really difficult to drive and just locked on their three-point shooters. You know, they put a little more pressure on our concepts the second night by throwing a lot of shooters out there as far as bigs. And so we played small, which shortens, you know, it shortens our bench a little bit. And, you know, looking back at it, you know, you probably made a mistake or two in our you know, probably could have got some kids some more minutes. But, you know, we've those kids that we have on the floor have had really good years. And, you know, Laura had a tough weekend, Brian. She had a tough weekend. But, you know, she's somebody that we're going to just leave out there because she's done so many good things for us. But, you know, we can't probably go into this New Mexico series and play that number. There's no way.
Right.
So we've got to get everybody involved.
All right, so the Rams split down at Air Force, and well, when you talk about big series to wrap up a regular season, it doesn't get really any bigger than this. New Mexico, it's going to be in Albuquerque. That's a late change that we found out earlier today, but Lobos 9-3 in conference play, Rams 11-3 in conference play, and a Mountain West Conference championship on the line down at the Pit in Albuquerque Thursday and Friday. We'll talk about the schedule changes and the matchup with the Lobos with Ryan Williams as we continue tonight on the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're at the Lucky Joe Studios at Moby Arena. We'll be back after this. From Learfield, IMG College, this is the Colorado State Sports Network powered by Canvas Credit Union.
We're here for the ones on the phone who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's Olin, member FDIC.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is now a good time to save on a new Toyota?
It sure is. With great deals now through March 31st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
Right now, get $1,750 cash back on the all-wheel drive 2020. Visit toyota.com for other deals. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. All friends, March 31st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota. Let's go places.
We might not remember the exact feeling of catching our first fish, but one thing's for sure. We must have really liked it, because from that moment forward, our futures were set. And fishing has shown us everything from people to places we probably never would have seen. So, maybe this whole fishing thing isn't just about keeping a fish at all. Maybe it's about keeping that feeling alive. Shields, we feel it too. Spin, and let's talk fishing.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSUs. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of the CSU Rams.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so head to Black Hawk after the game. Go Rams!
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Game, home of the CSU Rams.
Power 102.9.
All right, moving along here tonight on the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're at the Lucky Joe Studios here at Moby Arena. Brian Roth back with you talking women's hoops with women's head coach Ryan Williams. Tonight's show brought to you by Canvas Credit Union. They're proud to be the official credit union of the Colorado State Rams. Visit them at their CSU branch located in the Laurie Student Center here on campus. You can open up an account today or you can visit them at canvas.org/CSU. All right, so the Rams 15-3 in the season. They're 11-3 in Mountain West Conference play, and they sit atop of the Mountain West Conference standings. And you have New England at 9-3, UNLV in third as the conference standings stand right now, 13-5, Fresno State 12-6, Boise State 10-8 on the women's side. But there's New Mexico 12-3, 9-3 in conference play. And Ryan, kind of take us through of kind of the roller coaster ride of the scheduling that
you guys, you, your staff, the administration at Colorado State, and the Mountain West Conference have been going through, because it was announced last week that you would play New Mexico twice. Then we heard it was going to be in Vegas. It was going to be Wednesday, Friday. Now it's going to be in Albuquerque. Now it's going to be on Thursday and Friday. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's you know, you talk about a cluster. I mean, it is a total whatever show. Yeah, we were informed, and I was actually informed by the New Mexico coach. Our administration didn't know anything, so right. the communication has just been kind of silly. And you know, and at first we were told we were going to play New Mexico one time, and it was going to be in Vegas. So you're kind of gearing up for that, and then it comes back to where you might play them twice, and it would be Wednesday, Friday. And I think we talked about on the last show. So we were, after the Air Force series, that's kind of what you're preparing for. But we didn't know. Nobody told us the location of the Wednesday game until basically, you know, Monday evening.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, you do have to travel. You do have to make plans and COVID testing and all that stuff. So it became really difficult to play on Wednesday. And so the conference said, well, then you're going to play Thursday, Friday. And so let's just stack these games, you know, for two of your better teams and create a competitive imbalance, so to speak, leading into the tournament. So, you know, the conference decided we're going to play Thursday and Friday, and then we'll immediately fly to Vegas, and the tournament starts on Sunday, and here we go. But it has been a whirlwind, and it's gone from one game to two games to Vegas to Albuquerque to, you know, it's a funny story. You know, the official before our first game at Air Force, she goes, I'm going to have you back-to-back series. And I said, oh, you got our New Mexico series. She goes, yeah, the conference just contacted me and said that we're to make your plans, book them for Fort Collins. I'm like,
Collins.
Great, we're playing the games. I see what's going on. You know, you're thinking, boys, and there's some nice work being done behind the scenes. And so, you know, at one point we thought we were, you know, even the officials thought they were going to Fort Collins. So I don't know the inner workings. It's just been, you know, a lot of, I don't know, craziness. But right now the games are scheduled for Thursday, Friday. In Albuquerque.
Yeah, and again, this is a New Mexico basketball team that it's been a rough year for them. I mean, again, they haven't been able to practice. Their home hasn't been in Albuquerque or New Mexico because of the restrictions that have been lessened, and that's why they can now play at home. But, you know, they've been in Amarillo. They've been a few other places. You guys were supposed to play them back on the 12th and 13th of February. Originally, that was going to be on the road. Then they said, no, let's move to Fort Collins. They got here. They had a positive COVID test. They had to quarantine here, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, they're looking at, you know, I think the total number of days throughout the season is going to be over 80-plus days away from their campus and living in a hotel. So, you know, I talked to Mike last night, and, I mean, you really got to, you know, praise their efforts,
right,
and their players, because they've continued to play at a really high level. That's a really good basketball team, Brian, and to do it under those adverse, you know, circumstances is. I don't like New Mexico. I mean, we want to beat the crap out of them, but you know, you do have to respect what those young ladies have accomplished this year.
All right. A couple final thoughts with Ryan Williams. We'll get to Nico Medved here coming up in just a bit to talk men's hoops. But again, Colorado State 15-3, 11-3 in conference, 12-3 overall, 9-3 in conference play. Let's start here. If the games do take place Thursday and Friday in Albuquerque, all right, essentially the scenario is this, correct? You guys win one of those games, you're conference champs. You guys win both, clearly conference champs. You lose both, and New Mexico's conference champs are no.
Correct. Right?
Correct.
Yeah,
okay.
That's correct.
So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And the loser, you know, is going to be the third
gonna
seed.
Going to be the three seed, because you said UNLV's locked in at two.
At two. You know, just the number of games that they've played and the winning percentage, it calculates that that's how it's going to be. So how this is going to shake out is either Colorado State, New Mexico is going to be the one seed, and either Colorado State or New Mexico is going to be the three seed. Vegas is going to be the two. Fresno's the four. There's no way around it. You know, we're you know, there's a situation too that if you know, I think the conference office has been, you know, communicated this, that, you know, if we happen to play well and get that W that first night, there's no need to play the second night.
Right.
You know, we'll forfeit and we'll rest. And believe me, we're ready to do that. And
so as you guys win the first game, you'll be conference champs, and it basically renders the next game meaningless.
It's a meaningless game. Why
it
would we play?
It means nothing for the NCAA tournament, obviously.
It means
right?
nothing. So we'll use that day to rest and prepare for the most important thing in
right.
front of us, which is the only
conference
way to
tournament.
The NCAA tournament is the conference tournament.
Right.
So, you know, it's you talk about craziness. We are living it, baby. And I'm sure Nico's going to get on here, and it's like, you know, crazy round two.
All right, there's drama on the men's side.
Oh, yeah.
There's drama everywhere.
But it's been a difficult year. You can't argue that. And you do, you know, I think they're obviously trying to do the right thing. And to make it fair for everybody, Brian, it's just almost absolutely impossible. We do understand that. So, you know, at the end of the day, if there's a game you got to go play, you better go play it, and you better try to do your darndest to win it.
That's right. Well, with all this drama, yeah, you kind of feel like you're back in high school, don't you? I feel like you're 16, 17 years old. I'll tell you what. Well, listen, great season for you guys so far. Best of luck down in Albuquerque, we think. And then more importantly than that, and obviously a conference championship's huge, you know, go down Vegas Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, get three wins, and make another trip back to the NCAA tournament.
Let's do it. This has been a good group. They're excited, and hopefully we can get hot again and ride this thing out.
All right, Ryan, thanks.
Thanks, Bright.
That's head coach Ryan Williams. I'm inside again. We think they're going to be playing in Albuquerque against New Mexico Thursday and Friday. We'll take a time out here from the Lucky Joe Studios when we come back on the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Nico Medved and the Rams, they're off a long break as well and got a couple wins against Air Force. Stay with us on the Colorado State Sports Network, powered Ambus Credit Union.
For the card-carrying Colorado State fan, your card. You can take the game with you with a Rams Visa debit card from First National Bank for free. It's the perfect addition to your jerseys, home and away, your green and gold basement, your Rams license plate frame, and your dog cam. Show your team pride everywhere you go. All you need is a First National free checking account. To get started, visit fnbo.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Experience Sonny's. Sonny Lubick Steakhouse, located at College and Mountain in downtown Fort Collins, is a locally owned restaurant with chef-created specials, steak and seafood options, an award-winning wine list, and great happy hour specials. Please visit their website at sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. That's sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. And don't forget, go Rams!
We might not remember the exact feeling of catching our first fish, but one thing's for sure. We must have really liked it. Because from that moment forward, our futures were set. And fishing has shown us everything from people to places we probably never would have seen. So, maybe this whole fishing thing isn't just about keeping a fish at all. Maybe it's about keeping that feeling alive. Shields. We feel it too. So stop in and let's talk fishing.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I...
Hi, Jan. Is now a good time to save Toyota?
It sure is. With great deals now through March 31st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
Right now, get $1,500 cash back on a new Highlander. Visit toyota.com for other great deals. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota, let's go places.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so head to Blackhawk after the game. Go Rams!
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better, and support of the CSU Rams.
All right, welcome back here on this Tuesday night as we continue along Coors Light, Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're at the Lucky Joe's Studios, otherwise known as Moby Arena, our home away from Lucky Joe's here in this pandemic season. And hopefully we'll be back at Lucky Joe's for the Coaches Show in person coming up next year. Brian Roth back with head coach Nico Medved. We'll talk some Colorado State men's basketball here on the show. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by First Bank. First Bank believes in banking for good, doing our best to do right by our customers, communities, and employees. First Bank, banking for good. All right, the Colorado State basketball team is coming off a couple of wins on Saturday and Monday over the Air Force Falcons. And Nico, I asked Ryan this, but I'm going to ask you that as well. But just give me an idea. How good did it feel after the three-week layoff to finally be out there and competing in an official game?
It felt great to be out there playing again. I think the other thing, it was now both of those first halves were struggles, right? You know, we kind of felt, you know, in the second game we got off to a decent start, but we kind of get over the hump. And, you know, I just have a ton of respect for the way that they play. But I thought it was really good for us. We really had to earn it, you know, in the first half. We went into halftime in two close games and then, you know, found a way to come out of the locker room and really, really play really well, I thought, in the second half. But it did. It felt good to be out on the court competing to hopefully get in that rhythm again. And it's been a long layoff, but good to be back.
Yeah, the Rams get a 72-49 win over the Air Force Falcons on Saturday afternoon. They followed it up with a 74-44 win against the Falcons right here at Moby Arena last night. And with the victories, Colorado State now goes to 16-4 overall, 13-3 at the Mountain West Conference, and they sit tied atop the Mountain West Conference, at least according to the Mountain West website, with San Diego State at 13-3. Yeah, San Diego State actually has two more wins due to a forfeit, and that's not represented on the conference website, but it is what the situation is. All right, so let's get to both of those games, and you had mentioned it. It's interesting, you know, they play a matchup zone defense, and it's something that nobody else plays, and so it's different, right? It's unique. The first half of each of those two games, 28-24 in the first half on Saturday, 26-23 in the first half on Monday, and then the second half, so you guys completely dominate. Is it just that defense that you have to go up against that kind of takes a while to get going against?
I thought there were, even though the scores, I thought it was two different teams that way. You know, we have played against a very small percentage of the time a matchup zone, but it's different in that this is their primary defense. This is what they do, right? And it is the way they play the matchup is a little bit unique. You know, it's kind of like a switching man-to-man, but it's like I tell our guys, you can the same action five times and they might guard it five different ways. You know, so it's very, very hard. You know, you come off a screen or you drive it, and reading the help is a lot different. And so I thought the first game was different, and clearly we were a little bit slow, but we started to get our rhythm right at the end of the first half, and then obviously I thought we attacked it beautifully in the second half. The second game, Brian, I actually thought we attacked it pretty dang well in the first half. I just thought we couldn't make a shot.
Right.
I mean, I thought we had some great ball movement and play against it, and, you know, found ourselves making the extra pass to the wide-open shooter, and it was just one of those nights. It just was not going in, and But like we talked about, we guarded at an exceptionally high level. And then in the second half, thought we got good looks. We were maybe a little bit more purposeful about attacking the paint even more and not settling, even when we had some open looks of getting the ball on the floor, playing off 2 feet, getting to the offensive glass, got a couple more things, created a couple more turnovers, I thought, got out in transition. And once we kind of broke it open a little bit, we just never really looked back.
Yeah, Colorado State, again, up by 4 in the first game at halftime. They outscored Air Force 44-25. And in his second half on Saturday, in which you guys shot 74% over the span of the 20 minutes. And, I mean, 13 of 14 from the two-point range of the second half, Nico. I mean, That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
You're going to win a lot of ball games.
I can't remember the one we missed. That is pretty good. And the other thing we did yesterday, Brian, we clearly cleaned up the turnovers. Yeah. You know, we did a nice job of just really playing, like we talked about, strong and simple with the ball and being sound. And I thought guys made some great two-footed plays, made the extra pass. We just had a poor shooting night from three, but found other ways to score. Terrific effort from our guys on the glass, you know, sharing the ball two really good victories for our ball club.
Yeah, again, the Rams last night in that first half, again, they were up 26-23, but CSU only shot 28% from the floor. They were 8 of 28, and that doesn't even tell the story because, I mean, Nico, you guys had a ton of great looks in that first half last night, and you go 2 of 18, and your ball club is a great three-point shooting team, top 20 in the nation. I mean, it's not like you guys were getting tough looks, contested looks. You guys were falling away. I mean, of those 18 looks, I mean, most of them were really clean looks.
That I would actually be upset if we turned down, you know, because sometimes when you turn down that shot and you try to, like, you know, put the ball on the floor, that's when you drive it in traffic and you turn it over and, you know, you got to take the expected shots in your offense. But that just goes to show you that, you know, those things happen. You know, you're going to have even the best shooters and the best, you know, have nights where things don't go their way. And I think that's a great lesson for our ball club. And, you know, like I talked about last night after the game, was it's just so cool to see the growth of our team. And when it becomes about winning and got over themselves, and you saw Adam Thistlewood and Kendall Moore and these guys who are great shooters couldn't throw it in the ocean, you know, when they're open. But they just played harder as the game went on defensively. They just got more determined. They never let them bother their effort on the other end. And so we were able to win decisively without shooting. And, you know, inexperienced teams, young teams, teams that are growing, if you're not making shots, it affects your defense, you know. And that did not happen. And that just shows me a lot about the growth of our ball club.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, and you said with younger players, shots don't go down. And you kind of hang your head a little bit. It's like, well, it's not my night. Well, there's many facets to the game of basketball.
Absolutely.
Shooting is one of them. It's not the only one.
It's not the only one. It's when shots go in, the game is easy, but shots don't always go in. And so I think that's been, you know, the biggest step. And clearly, you know, you see our growth defensively over the last few years. And I think we moved into the top 40 in the country in defensive efficiency. And Brian, like you said, you've been here. That's a major jump from where we were a huge jump. And that's really a credit to these guys, and it's fun to see them have that kind of success. Air Force is a very unique team, but they're very, very difficult to guard. You have to have a ton of discipline and mental toughness to do that, and I thought we showed that last night.
Yeah, Colorado State holding teams in back-to-back games under 50 for the first time in 5 years. They did it mid-January back in 2015, and they do it against the Air Force Falcons here this past week. 72-49 on Saturday, 74-44 last night on Monday evening. All right, the Rams have New Mexico coming up tomorrow night right here at Moby Arena, then on the road at Nevada coming up in Reno on Friday night. We'll look ahead and maybe even preview a little bit of the tournament as well. We have more with head coach Nico Medved tonight from the Lucky Joe Studios, the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show, back after this from Learfield, IMG College, the Colorado State Sports Network.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is now a good time to save on a new Toyota?
It sure is. Great deals now through March 31st. You can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
Right now, get $1,750 cash back on the all-wheel drive 2021 Camry. Visit toyota.com for other great deals. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 31st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Let's go places.
FNBO is proud to be an official bank of CSU Athletics. With 24 Front Range locations, including 6 in Fort Collins, FNBO provides full-service banking and superior customer service. Rams fans, now you can take the game with you with a CSU Visa debit card free with any FNBO free checking. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/CSU to get the ball rolling. FNBO, an official bank of CSU Athletics. Member FDIC.
Experience Sonny's. Sonny Lubick Steakhouse, located at College and Mountain in downtown Fort Collins, is a locally owned restaurant with chef-created specialty dishes, steak and seafood options, an award wine list, and great happy hour specials. Please visit their website at sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. That's sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. And don't forget, go Rams!
We might not remember the exact feeling of catching our first fish, but one thing's for sure. We must have really liked it, because from that moment forward, our futures were set. And fishing has shown us everything from people to places we probably never would have seen. So, maybe this whole thing isn't just keeping a fish at all. Maybe it's about keeping that feeling alive. Shields, we feel it too. So stop in and let's talk fishing.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Hey CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage Shower Head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
68 teams, one program. March Madness is coming. Celebrate the return of the historic NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament with the official NCAA Men's Final Four Souvenir Program, featuring profiles on all 68 teams selected for the tournament. So take it to the basket, the shopping basket, by pre-ordering the official program now at publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. That's publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. Order today.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special programs designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, a couple more segments left here on the program. We welcome you back to Lucky Joe's Studios here at Lomi Arena. Brian Roth and Nico Medved back with you as we look ahead to a couple of big games here this week for the CSU Rams as they get New Mexico tomorrow night. 6 p.m. is the tip-off on that one. Then they'll fly to Reno on Thursday and take on the Nevada Wolfpack on Friday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Time Zone tip-off on that one. Tonight's show brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado, one CSU, and one bank. It cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, there is only one. All right, well, it looks like you guys are going to finally play New Mexico, Nico. They were here, remember, a few weeks ago. Obviously, you do remember, but the fans, New Mexico was here. About 30 minutes before game time, the game got canceled. Of course, both teams were out on the court already. I mean, everything looked copacetic, but in the end, it wasn't. But you'll finally get New Mexico coming up tomorrow night.
Right?
We think, yes.
Yeah, we think.
I guess I shouldn't say that with any finality.
We hope, yeah.
We hope. But you got to give us a scouting report on New Mexico. I've seen them a bit on TV this year. They look big, long, athletic.
So they're that's a great synopsis. They're big, they're athletic. I think they play hard. I give their staff a lot of credit. It's been a really difficult year for them in so many ways, you know, being away from home. I've continued to see effort from their team. Like we told our guys, and they know they're probably going to be undersized at almost every position, just the way they are, and a lot of times less athletic. Not every spot, but I think they're an elite offensive rebounding team. They really get after it that way. And they're a team of drivers and post-up players, you know. We're going to see changing defenses, every defense imaginable, you know, man-to-man, sometimes with random switching, a 2-3 matchup zone, 3-1. We'll see a 1-2-2 press, a 2-2-1, a full court man. I mean, we'll see everything. And so you try to keep it simple. You play strong. You play to your principles, shot stops, pass fakes, pivots, play off 2 feet, share the ball, play with pace, you know, and keep it simple that way. And if we do that, we're able to get, you know, good shots. But that will be a little bit of a challenge for us. And that's the thing. We're just going to really have to match their intensity on the glass and play with great emotion. And so I'm expecting New Mexico to come in here tomorrow. They've had a week off. Obviously, we've just played 2 games. You know, you hate to see it, but part of our business, they made a coaching change, and Paul will still come up here and coach, and I anticipate their team will rally and play right hard tomorrow. And so, you know, we've got to come out here with a great mindset and ready to earn victory.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because a couple days ago, I think maybe even came down yesterday, Paul Weir, who has been their head coach, I think, what, fourth year for Coach Weir, came from New Mexico State and looked like a good hire. Just for whatever reason, it just hasn't worked out. And, you know, I thought he might get one more year because of, again, what New Mexico's been through this year. We talked on the women's side, but on the side, they were in Lubbock, living in Lubbock for a while. They went to St. George, Utah for a while. Now they're finally back in Albuquerque. This has been a tough year for every coach in every college program, but it's been a tough year times two or three for Mexico. It's just the way it is. And he might get it. Again, he quote unquote resigned. Maybe you could say fired, but your thoughts on Paul and just, I know you guys have a pretty good relationship.
Paul's a great guy. I really enjoy him. I think he and I have had a great relationship, and I have a great relationship with all the coaches in the league. And so, you know, it's been a really tough year. And this is a tough business, you know, and you know, that's not my job to figure out what's going on inside their athletic department. But what you know about Paul is if you see, boy, you talk about somebody who's handled a difficult situation with grace, and that's Paul, you know. And I think through all of this, you look at how he's handled it with his team going through this difficult situation with them and their staff. I know some of the guys on their staff as well. And then you also look at just how he handled what transpired last week. And I thought he wrote a really nice statement too the other day. And so I think that just tells you who he is as a person. And I'm sure he'll work through that. And, you know, he'll move on to other things and he'll be really, really successful. And so, but in the meantime, you know, he's getting an opportunity to coach here. And like I said, I mean, I'm expecting New Mexico to come up here and to play with a lot of spirit and tenacity.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting scenario, too, yeah. Because yeah, you have a lame duck coach, really, is what he is, because, you know, he will not be back next year. How will the team respond? I'm with you. When I first saw that, I said, I bet you're probably going to get a pretty spirited bunch out of New Mexico, maybe more spirit than had that announcement not been made. But again, Paul Weir is going to be out as New Mexico head coach following the year. New Mexico, we talked about, you know, look, they're long, they're athletic, they got size. Well, why are they 2-14? Why are they 6-14 overall? And really, answer, there's multi layers to that, but they really have had a hard time shooting, and they're not a great 3-point shooting team, and that's been really one of the biggest downfalls for New Mexico here this year. All right, New Mexico's not the only opponent here this week. Nevada is as well. We'll take our final timeout of the program tonight, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up with Nico Medved and preview the Wolfpack of Nevada. Stay with us on the Coors Light, Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show, the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired sports commentator Dick Vitale. Tonight's matchup is me versus an ugly fender bender. If I can eat, got a win, it would be a miracle, baby.
Mr. Vital, it wouldn't be a miracle because GEICO gives you a team of experts to help manage your claim.
That's going to be a nail-biter.
Nope. The GEICO team is there for you 24-7.
Now that's a dipsy dude, the guru of a claims team. GEICO is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. 24/7, so head to Blackhawk after the game. Go Rams!
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Hello, this is Rocky Trumper, surgeon at the Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. We have been the regional experts in orthopedic care from head to toe since 1969. We now have 31 physicians providing subspecialty care across three medical campuses in Fort Collins, Loveland, and Greeley. OCR, together, we are specialists in instant of motion. Visit orthohealth.com.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
We're here for the ones on the ranch with a bale of hay. The ones behind the counter brewing our morning cup of joe. The ones fixing up our mountain bikes. The ones with a small business and a big dream. And the ones running the cafe where there's no such thing as a tiny serving. Here's to the businesses that help us live our best Colorado life. We're proud to be the community bank that's here to support them. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Woodward is a longtime of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of the CSU Rams.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment. Made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1990 by USA Today and NACTA.
All right, back one final time here on this Tuesday night, not only for the evening, but for the final time here this year. This is the season finale for the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. It's been a lot of fun here this year. Phil Ramey back at Learfield Master Control helping out all season long. Certainly a big thank you to Phil, Dave Jensen at Master Control as well. All right, Brian Roth back with you, wrapping it up with head coach Nico Medved. Rams on the season sitting at 16-4. They're 13-3 in Mountain West Conference play. Their net rankings 40, Mountain West Conference Championship still out there, NCAA berth still out there. I mean, it's a great time to be a Ram basketball fan, and in particular for the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. March Madness, this is going to be March Madness. All right, we talked about Wednesday night, tomorrow night, New Mexico. Then you have to go on the road, though, to Reno on Friday night against the Nevada team that has been really good this year. in particular, really good at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we've talked about. They threw a really tough challenge at us, 4 games in 7 days, ending with us getting on a plane Thursday after we play again tomorrow night and going to take on a Reno team who will or Nevada team that will have been practicing and rested up for the Rams. But, hey, let's go, you know. And I think they're obviously very well coached. They're young. They've got a lot of talent. I think their backcourt is talented as anybody in our league. You know, when you talk about Sherfield and Cambridge and, you know, Grant Sherfield, when he's really playing, is a dynamic guard. He is terrific. You know, in that Boise series, when Nevada beat them twice at home, I mean, he was lights out. And so they're very, very difficult to guard. They can hurt you, you know, in transition. They're Sherfield's terrific in a ball screen. They're big inside. Like I said, they're well coached. They run good stuff. They scout well. And so they're a team. They've already proven it can beat anybody. And so it's going to be a really, really difficult challenge. But hey, like you said, this is March. And if, yep. and you got to be up for the challenge. And if I know our group, I think we are.
Yep. And listen, again, if I would have told you back in October, this is the position you're going to be in, you're going to be like, yep. Let's go.
That's what we told our team, you know, and you know, you can look at what one gets caught up in this and that and fair and unfair, and, you know, that's for another day. But to be in the position that we're in, to get a chance to control our destiny and play and everything we've wanted is here on the line and right in front of us. And I couldn't ask for a group of young men, people who've handled all this the way they have, and to do it to be as young as they are is just remarkable. And I think it just speaks to their character. And so it's really been challenging, but a lot of fun this year.
Yep, it certainly has. So the regular season finale on Friday night against Nevada Reno, you guys will not play until Thursday. That's a guaranteed. You will not play in the play-in round on Wednesday. So it'll be Thursday at the Mountain West Tournament. Nico, about a minute left here on the program. Kind of tell us what the plan is. You guys are going to charter to Reno, so fly home after the game on Friday, and then what's the plan to gear up for Vegas?
You know, we may take both Saturday and Sunday off. You know, we might do that. Just take a couple of days here and then, you know, get ready on, you know, practice on Monday. We'll go fly out to Vegas on Tuesday and, you know, kind of get going. And then obviously when you play there, if to be one of the top three seeds, then, you know, you're going to – you don't really know exactly who you're playing, right? You're going to know, you know, if you play in the 7-10 game, the 6-11, right, whatever it is, but it's still more about us, and we'll get out there and prepare and get ready to play on Thursday. But, I mean, I think everybody who's a basketball fan can see the Mountain West Tournament's going to be unbelievable.
It will.
You know, it's going to be unbelievable, and it's just been a great year in the league. It's been a renaissance for the Mountain West. I know I felt that way going into the season, and I think it's really played out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite where the 2013 season was.
But it's close.
It's close. It's close. Of course, in 13, 5 Mountain West Conference teams got in. And look, there is still a legit chance that 4 teams could get in, hopefully 3. So we'll see. Nico, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Brian. Go Rams.
All right. That's head coach Nico Medved. That's going to do it for the program. Thank you to Phil Ramey for helping out. For Ryan Williams, Nico Medved, Brian Roth saying so long here from the Lucky Joe Studios. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night on the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Campus.
The Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show has been brought to you by Lucky Joe's, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, Water Pick, and by Coors Light. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light and a designated driver this game day. And remember that 21 means 21. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing endless credit union.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.